This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Daily podcasts are available at dailydownload.com.
Wednesday. Recommended that you stay with us for the whole hour because there's a lot of things going on that I would like to share with you. Jay Kirshner here to work in that direction with me. It is the second last day of February. Normally, this is the last day of February, but leap year this year, February 28th, is upon us. And so we have this thing called a radio program that airs every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and the things that air over the weekend, like the American Family Farmer Show. You can hear on a lot of these same stations, focusing on my passion for small farms and the family farms, that sort of thing. We have, at the moment, the podcast that's at American Family Farmer is a focus on the future farmers of America, at least in part. And we have our Good Day Health shows with Dr. Ken and Jack, Dr. Jack, very compelling. Usually you can listen to 2 hours of that. And so on it goes every day, the Good Day Show. Hear it all day long at gooddayshow.com. And the download, which again, excerpts from the program, things that we're talking about here. It's not a political overview necessarily, although I guess that today, by the way, the program brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You can find insurance for your motorcycle, your boat, your car, your RV. So you have protection on the road, protection on the water. And you can save a lot of money by bundling it. So go to progressive.com or 800-PROGRESSIVE. So I'm looking at the results. I took a little more, I guess, a deeper dive into this, Jay, to look at where the my takeaways from Michigan yesterday. I would say it's anything but secure for Joe Biden because Phillips has a constituency and it's growing. And as far as Trump is concerned, I think that there's a lot of weakness there. And people would say, oh, that's just wishful thinking on your part. I'm not saying that I don't think he's going to be the Republican nominee. And I'm not saying that Joe Biden isn't going to be the Democratic nominee. I just think that it ought not to be that way. And that there are a lot of things that can happen between now and the election in November. And it's not just token opposition. From like Dean Phillips and on the Republican side, Nikki Haley, there are serious divisions in the Republican Party and serious divisions in the Democratic Party. So does that mean at the end of the day, if there are no other nominees, that people are going to vote for these guys? I think you're going to see a lot of younger people. If these are the two candidates that are on the ballot, they're going to sit it out. They're going to sit on their hands. They're just not going to vote. That doesn't mean that we aren't going to have one of the two guys get plurality in votes, but it just means that we are, I think, not doing justice. I was going to use the word violate, but I think it's too strong. But we are not doing justice to what our country is all about, frankly. The brightest and the best, we are far from that with either of these two candidates. And the fact that we don't have a really good, viable third party, that's also disrespectful. And it speaks to the control that the Democrats and the Republicans have over this system when so many of us are disenfranchised, so many of us do not like these candidates, so many of us don't seem like we can do anything about it. That's partially education, because you can. Mm-hmm. You can vote for a libertarian, you can vote for an independent.
But that's not what we're told. We're constantly told as voters that if you vote third party, you wasted your vote.
You have two options.
You basically have two options to vote, and if you don't want to vote somebody into office, you vote to keep somebody out of office.
Yep.
It is so wrong, but that is the message that is constantly being sent.
Yeah, right. Let's see here. 14% in some areas. That's all they voted. The Detroit Dearborn area. What a disgrace. 27% in some of the other cities and towns further north. But I think that Biden, the thing wasn't a catastrophe. He got 80% of the vote. But for the Democrats, it's something to think about. The chatter, if you will, on some of the news channels last night, the cable channels, there were, the people supporting Phillips are saying, listen to Michigan and what's going on there. There are the people who didn't support, there were a lot of uncommitted votes because the mayors of a lot of these communities didn't, they said, I'm not voting because I don't like them. No, that's they're like that stuff. anyway, there are a lot of people who are of Arab descent, and the Dearborn area has got tons of them that didn't vote for Biden because they think he supports Israel. And that's, again, that's one of these subtle, maybe not so subtle, but one of the things that people are watching. It's not an easy thing to do. But anyway, there are a lot of questions about both sides here. And it's really a disgusting reality that this is the best. It isn't the best. Haley says she's staying in the game. She insists that I'm going to keep going, at least till next week where Super Tuesday is on the calendar. She knows she's not going to win, but she keeps arguing that there needs to be a choice. There needs to be there needs to be an alternative. That Trump is not bringing people into the party. He's pushing people out of the party. And she's 100% correct in that. There's loyal following there for sure. But there are a lot of people, and the same is true on the Democratic side of things. Biden is not attracting people to vote for him or to the Democratic Party. He's pushing people away. And so are the operatives that are in these two parties. So, I don't know, there are these silly pollsters who, look out for some of the predictions because they're wrong. Joe Biden only won by a few percentage points over Phillips in a lot of different areas around Michigan. Most of the uncommitted voters don't vote in primaries. So what are they going to do? Are they going to vote uncommitted? They don't like Biden. They don't like Trump. Who are they going to vote for? Are they going to vote for Kennedy? You said this the other. I think one of the earlier hours, Jay, you said you keep being told we repeat this frequently. If you don't vote for one of the two main parties, and you just repeated that. So
if you vote third party. If you vote third party, you're wasting your vote. That's the rhetoric that we're constantly being told as voters.
Yeah, tired of it. Tired of these people manipulating things. I thought it was kind of silly, though. There are all these headlines. The news media channels, they're all just yelling and screaming, begging for viewers. Look at this. Follow us on Election Day in Michigan. Why? No. Who cares, in a sense? Here's the good news from Massachusetts. This is in Boston papers today. An 87-year-old guy with dementia was found in the woods. State police and the canine unit went out looking for this guy. He got lost on Monday. They sent out the canine teams. They sent out the troopers. There was some light snow in the area where this guy walked off. So they followed his, his footprints. And they found him about 8 o'clock the other night. I think it was last night or the night before. But it was okay. They found him, and he's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
87 years old, just wandering around.
So differently.
Yeah, exactly. This program brought to you in part by the folks at Omaha Steaks. Listen to this message. Time for the 50% semi-annual sale at omahasteaks.com/Doug. That's where you get the deal. And the deal includes 100% guarantee on all of the things that you fix for dinner. It's this stuff is the best of the best. A lot of specialty meats and foods that are part of this. Gourmet food experiences. Makes your mouth water every time we talk about it. And you get the package price divided by two because it's 50% off. Omaha Steak burgers come free with this deal, too. So do not wait. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop to your heart's content. Get a stock them up and put them in the freezer, right? That would make good sense. So here's what I would like you to do. Maybe you want to stock up for Father's Day, which is, and Mother's Day, whatever, I don't know, whatever it is that floats your boat.
Easter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly.
Just
all
send
right.
a thinking of you care package.
There you go. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and enjoy the 50% off site-wide sale. Save on your mouth-watering favorites right now. omahasteaks.com/DOUG Doug. All right. What color socks are you wearing?
Currently? None.
Yeah.
You?
No, I have my slippers on. I don't wear socks much when I'm wandering around the house. So the reason I'm asking you that is because there are the world of specialty socks has taken over. A lot of people who have regular old plain socks. I have George Bush socks. When George Bush the father was president.
Like his face on the socks?
No, they were different colors and everything. I bet your father has some. Ask him if he's got any George Bush socks.
Because
your father wears very colorful.
He does. Well, because the thing is about socks is when you sit down, your pant legs come up and your socks are exposed.
Right.
So why not make your socks part of your outfit as well?
Well, I remember when I
wear socks, the only socks I own are Batman socks.
Really?
Like, true story. The only socks that I own are Batman socks. And
Batman! I never knew there was such a thing as Batman socks. Wow. That's something we'll carry away. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the carry away from this hour so far. Batman socks. 18 after the hour.
KFC's new smashed potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smashed potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax and fees extra.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common? They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684, and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win two free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your two free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I've just been sent a note by somebody. Let's see, who is this person that wants me to know the 12 facts about farting that I probably didn't know?
I got that spam email, too.
Did you see? Hooray! All right, let's get Dana. Dana Lynn, I think, is who sent it. Drew Barrymore is in our focus on the social media corner of this hour of the Good Day program. Celebrity news, what's trending? What's trending, or who's trending, is Drew Barrymore, who's talking about her being a mother and what happens when she talks about things with her daughter. There are lots of things in that conversation, and I'm sure as parents you'll be interested to know more about what Drew has said about her daughter, with her daughter, so let's get to that right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.
I bet you can't. Well, if I hadn't said we were going to talk about Drew Barrymore, you probably wouldn't have guessed that that's her singing that song. Drew Barrymore,
it's sweet, huh?
Is very sweet. I think she's adorable, frankly. So she's been talking. She's got this daytime TV show, the Drew Barrymore Show. Does a lot of the things that the daytime talkers do. She's been talking about the conversation she's had with her daughter. She has apparently two daughters, one who's 11 and one who's 9, with her ex-husband. And so they have discussions about what they're supposed to wear, what they're supposed to look like.
Yeah,
and his mother,
11-year-old
she says,
wants to wear crop tops.
No.
And Drew's like, no, you're 11.
Nope. And so apparently she has a past that some of her children have found out about. How did they find out about the Playboy connection? How do you suppose that has come up?
They could have been on social media. She's very old. She seems like she might be one of those very open parents, but that's one of the things. If she tries to tell her daughters you can't wear something, then the oldest is just like, well, you were on the cover of Playboy. But I feel like Drew Barrymore's past makes her more equipped to handle this stuff. I mean, she was her parents' drinking buddy before she was 10 years old. She was in rehab by the time she was 13. She knows what it's like to not have that parental guidance and somebody truly caring for your well-being, where she has that. She can give that to her daughters because she knows what the other side looks like personally.
Yep, sure. All right, an update on Adele in Las Vegas right after this. What time are we going to have?
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that it's one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive, and especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself, and guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering, their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy to prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers on select packages when you shop at omahasteaks.com/Doug.
So it's almost impossible, I would say, Jay, agree with me or not, to listen to an Adele song and not know that it's Adele. It's just something about her. Her voice sounds like a yodeler, whatever it is to you. But to me, when I hear it, I know immediately, no matter what the song is, immediately it's hers. So apparently she shared with her fans over the weekend that she's going to postpone upcoming shows on her residency. She's supposed to go until the end of June, but her doctor has told her to take it easy. She's been sick for a while. She didn't get back to full health and strength, and now she doesn't feel well again.
She was sick during the break. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. And so, you know, this has happened to a whole lot of people in our country, yours truly included. This doggone flu that's going around is very strong, and it's virulent, and it'll knock you on your butt. So I think that's what's going on with her. I thought at first it was her voice because she's had a few issues with that, but that's not what it is. It's just
she's got time to rest, recover, recuperate, because the break didn't do it. She was still sick during the break.
Right. Yep. So you wish her well. She certainly is a treasure, no question about that. And so let's see how this shakes out as she rolls down the pike. Adele, and our focus as we come up to half past the hour on the Good Day program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Attorneys for accused Moscow, Idaho killer Brian Koberger will be arguing for a change of trial venue in court Wednesday. Koberger charged in connection with the murder of four University of Idaho college students in 2022. Defense attorneys will argue the trial should be moved out of Latah County, Utah, because the jury pool would be too small to find impartial jurors there. It could cost you more to Netflix and chill, USA's John Schaefer.
Analysts at UBS Securities suggest that Netflix might increase its prices this year. In a research note, they anticipate a potential price hike from the streaming platform, coupled with increased revenue from its ad-supported tier and a growing subscriber base. This move could lead to a total revenue growth of 15% for Netflix.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Attention, small business owners.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's gonna be a good day.
Don't just shout at the radio. Let your voice be heard right now by calling 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG.
All right, that would be something from Holes. If you are, is that H-O-L-E-S or W-H-O-L-E-S? Because
that's in like digging a hole.
Digging a hole.
Yeah.
Okay, is that the Shia LaBeouf one?
That is the Shia LaBeouf one, yes.
Ah, there you go. All right, there's Jay. You see why she's such a welcome, intelligent, fabulous partner? Because she has the answer to many questions that I ask. Some of the questions I ask, I have the answer to. But I would make a good lawyer because a lot of times I ask questions that I don't know the answer to. That's why I asked Jay, hey, what's the scoop here? I learned from James, too. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Jay Kirshner in Cleveland. Doug Stefan on the farm. Enjoying the day. Hopefully this is the most informative. I'm so thankful for Jay, my partners on the air, Jay and Jennifer, because they bring so much to the table, and we need more info. There are a lot of, not a lot. There are a couple of morning programs that are syndicated that are, one of them's way too political. The other one's kind of a namby-pamby, you know, you don't really know where the people stand. And I think that's why people listen to various programs, because they want to know where you stand. What do you think? And so by doing that, then they are challenged to think about what they think. And I think that's what matters here. Thinking. T-H-I-N-K. Thinking. Sometimes people sleep their lives away. They daydream all day long. And that can be fun. But when you wake up, what do you see what life is really all about? For me, I say this often to the audience here, to my friends, to people that I work with, that I'm around. We are all here to help. We, in some way, shape, or form, are of service in a circumstance or with other people. And when you wake up to that and realize how fulfilling it is to help others, the service, if you will, to others, it's really a joy. It's fabulous. It's fun. It's sad. I just like it. I love being like that. And so that's why, I guess that's why I do it. Because it's a good, it feels good, and it is good. And a lot of people need the help. Here's a fact from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file about the only president that served for a month. Do you know who that is, Jay? Who's the only U.S. president that was in? He didn't accomplish much. William Henry Harrison was walking in Washington. This is March of 1841.
Is this and the one whose wife took over unofficially?
No, that was Wilson. Wilson's wife during World War One. This guy was out in the rain. Came back to the White House. Had a severe chill. He complained of fatigue and mental anxiety. The doctors at the time would fix you by bloodletting, or they'd put leeches on you to suck out the blood, the bad blood. Remember that song from Neil Sedaka? Probably you know, Bad Blood. That's just the epitome of...
I know the Taylor Swift song, Bad Blood.
Is it? I wonder if it's not. No. All right, so then, James, find the Neil Sedaka Bad Blood and then the Taylor Swift, and let's compare the two of them and see if we can institute a suit, because one was copying the other. All right, let's make a little trouble here with that.
It wasn't.
No, but let's, don't be a killjoy. Come on. Let's go along with a bit, as it were.
Make a mashup.
Yeah. Did you ever wrap your doorknobs in aluminum foil?
No. Why? Why would somebody do that?
Well, there are a number of reasons for it. Sometimes there's a superstitious thing to it. In the wintertime, the aluminum foil won't freeze the way the door, you know, you are outside. I remember once a kid who was in school with me was so stupid. He stuck his tongue on a frozen door handle. And his tongue stuck to the door handle.
Had he never seen A Christmas Story?
Apparently not. You know, it's
triple dog dare you do not do.
Yeah. Had you ever do any triple dog dares when you were a youngster?
No. That's pretty boring.
Is it?
I was pretty boring.
Oh, you were?
Well, yeah. In the truth or dare games, it was always truth. Give me truth.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing dares.
No. All right, let's hear. This is the Doug Steffen Listener Challenge. Not that you won't be able to tell the difference between one singer and the other. Both songs are called Bad Blood. Here's the first one from Neil Sedaka. John is in this with him, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, crank it up. That's where Elton John is. There he is. Elton John and Neil Sedaka are great friends, and admiring the music of each of them. Neil Sedaka is probably one of our most accomplished writers when it comes to pop music. He started when he was 16. His mother bought him a piano when he was like 9 or something. And he just had this natural ability. And he started writing songs when he was 15 or 16, kind of like Paul Anka and the people in that era. And he's made millions and millions and millions on songs that he's written for other people in the Brill Building. And then he certainly has recorded dozens and dozens of hits on his own. And he's gay, and Elton John is gay, and I don't know if that's what that brought them together or not. But they made great music there in Bad Blood. All right, so that's their version. Now we have another version. You want to listen? Let's listen to see what this sounds like. Okay.
Yep.
No copy there, right? You like that version? Do you like that song, Jay?
I like that song. I do.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So there it is, the Doug Steffen True Test, the comparative test. All right. There we go. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, let's see what's going on the Gaza thing. I don't know. When I talk about Gaza, for some reason or another, what goes on in my head is Gaza and the situation in Ukraine. Both of them are like jammed in my head together. Are they yours, Jay? Do you have that?
No, but I could see why. I could understand that, though.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, the whole business about what's going on, the war, and I think maybe the most interesting thing about the war in Gaza, how much it influences, and I talked about that in the last half hour, about 13% of the Democrats who cast ballots for uncommitted voters say they did it because they don't like Biden's policies when it comes to the Middle East. And that's no surprise because Detroit is full of people who are immigrants, Dearborn especially, all Muslims. I think there's three Christians that live in the whole city. So anyway, that's part of what went on there. And then there's the whole business with Navalny. And it's hard, again, to separate Ukraine and Putin and the Navalny story. His funeral, I think, is today, right? I think they're having a funeral in Moscow, even though Putin said they couldn't. They are, basically, and up yours. And there are so many people. It kind of reminds me of the reason that I'm sort of loosely putting these all together, the story about the voters in Michigan last night, and the dissatisfaction shown. There's a lot of dissatisfaction. That's why this guy has become as prominent as he is, because there's a whole lot of dissatisfaction with Putin. But he takes care of these dissatisfaction by shooting the people that are in opposition to him. And we can't do that here. Although, you know, you look back at John F. Kennedy and Robert Kennedy, what happened to them? They weren't popular with certain factions, and that's why they got bumped off. So maybe, you know.
Well,
maybe
it'll be interesting to see what happens. The funeral is Friday, and
it's a Friday.
It's interesting to see how many people are arrested just for showing up.
Right, for showing up.
Of the way things go, yeah, the way things have been.
Right. Imagine living in a country like that, though. Imagine now, people will say, well, what do you mean? Look at January 6th and all the people that were protesting there, and they all got, the government arrested them. And then I don't know how to argue, except that there were some, not a lot, but there were some people who
It's not the same, but it still wasn't okay.
Trouble.
People,
yeah,
there's a difference between protesters and rioters. There's a difference between the people who went in with malintent and others who thought they were on a self-guided tour because they weren't at the front. They didn't know what was actually going on. They were following the crowd. How many people weren't even part of those riots and stuff? They were at the protest themselves earlier in the day, but they happened to be seen in the background of somebody else's photo that posted on social media, and then that person lost their job, even though they were there peacefully protesting.
Yep. It's really it's a strange world we live in, Master Jack. U.S. Army, speaking of that, you know, there has been a poster on top of poster, depending on where you live around the country, people trying in the services to get volunteers to go into the Army or the Marines or the Air Force or whatever. Now the U.S. Army this week announcing it's cutting 24,000 positions. The Army is going to give early retirement or whatever they do, early furlough, or send people who are experts with guns and fighting home, and they're going to shift from fighting terrorism or being prepared to fight it in a hot war to countering threats from China and Russia in the hack mode. So they actually are admitting, the Army is admitting, that they are training people to fight the Chinese and the Russians with software and computers and that kind of stuff. What does that tell you about the future of warfare and us spending $5 billion to make a new warship? I suppose we have to, you know, is that the military-industrial complex getting under our skin again? Or is it a real threat? That's kind of the thing. Mm-hmm. Hard to analyze it, frankly. I think it is.
It is, yeah. When you talk about the most lucrative business on the planet.
Yeah, it's the military. It's building ships and guns and armaments of war. That's what it is. Most lucrative thing in the history of the world, frankly. More money. Look at all the money that's been made because of this in the Middle East. And then you look at what's gone on in Ukraine. Good God, look at how much money the American government has put into. At least they've said, we'll give you $38 billion. You've got to buy all your weapons from us. And that's, so that's, hello, more, it further fuels the flames of this business. All right, let's go. Let's give our heads a rest. Ready for a trip to Las Vegas? Last minute road trips. Those of you who want to go this weekend, call 800-419-3684. And I'm betting that the folks at 541 Travel will arrange for you. Let's say you want to go Friday and Saturday night. All right, you don't want to pay for your room? Hey, that's what this deal is. Arrive on Friday, stay in the room Friday night, Saturday night, and then go home Sunday night, whatever it is. It's easy to arrange. Just call 800-419-3684. They're at your service, and they'll take care of you. It's impossible. This is sort of like a contest, but it's, you can't lose if you get through on the phone. So call them right now and get ready to go. 800-419-3684, 800-419-DOUG for 3 days and two nights. Could win a ticket to a Las Vegas show. Thank you. Let's go.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common.
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
KFC's new smashed potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smashed potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax and fees extra.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air if you weren't so winded. But you're not here, because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you can save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, in an online quote in as little as 3 minutes, all from the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Doesn't take long to recognize the theme from MASH as we get into our visit with Chuck Curry, our daily exercise when it comes to film and television. He's our man. If he doesn't know it, nobody can. Something like that. All right, so Chucker.
Yes, Doug.
Let's visit the MASH set and find out what's a mashable. So what are we
this
mashing?
This is a good one. This day in television history, February, what's today? 27th, right? 1983.
28th. Today's the
20. Oh, today is, 29 days in the month. I apologize. So February 28th, 1983, the last episode of MASH airs on CBS, 2 hours, directed by Alan Alda, titled Good Day, Farewell, and Amen. 125 million eyeballs watched that final episode. I guess it was only three networks back then, right? 83?
Yeah.
It was
right,
Fox.
They were.
I think it was
Fox. Didn't come along. Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of
people. Everybody was watching those. We were talking about how many people watched the Sunday night movies, the Saturday night movies that were on the networks. It was a different world, that's for sure.
Totally different.
But you look at the football, the ratings are out for football and the, you know, the end of the season, what happens at the Super Bowl, how many people
never been higher.
And they attribute 35 million, as you put it, eyeballs to the fact that Taylor Swift was there, which is really pretty interesting.
So she was their MVP.
Apparently,
pretty much. Anyway. Well, listen, I mean, I don't know. I know at the Oscars, right, on March 10th on ABC, I know Ryan Gosling's going to sing I'm Just Ken, right? I mean, that's going to, that's from the movie, so he's going to do it live. That's going to attract people, more people to watch.
Sure.
They need to get Taylor Swift on the telecast. They just really do.
You know,
I would do anything I could.
The fact that the SAG Awards were on Netflix was a complete waste. Nobody saw it. Nobody watched it because on Netflix. Right? Netflix, we have subscribers to Netflix. I have it, you have it, we all have it. But we don't think of that as a destination for a football game or for a SAG Award telecast or for any of these things that are specifically and have been geared to watching network television. And they don't
do
well.
They want to change. The point is they want
to change
that.
Trying to. Yeah, of course they do.
I'll give you a stat. Last year, Netflix added 29.5 million subscribers, right? And then they added a lot of ad-based programming, which is the direction all these streamers really want to go in, because they want your subscription dollar, and they want their ad-based they want commercials. That's going to make them very profitable. They need both.
And unpopular.
So basically, they're a new age network, Doug. Right? That's what they are. That's what they want to become.
Yep. All right, here's a story about Busy Phillips, who plays Regina George's mother in the Mean Girls movie. She was not in the original one, but apparently wanted to be. I don't know that much about her. What do you know about
her? She was on Dawson's Creek. She was really good on Dawson's Creek, actually.
Yeah. Jay, what do you know about Busy Phillips? Anything that adds
to
this?
Great. She was on Freaks and Geeks. She was on the... what was it called? Girls 5 Eva recently with Sarah Bareilles. She's been on a lot of different things. She's fun. She's a fun actor.
Yeah. Okay. Got the story now. She was. Well, the reason I brought her name up is because she did an interview and said that she was jealous that she wasn't in the first Mean Girls. So that is made up for that. Got that. Here's
Amy. In that either. I'm sure you're jealous.
I wasn't. No, and I'm really ticked off about it. You're right.
Right.
Yep. All right. Amy Schumer has gone back to work on the set of this movie she's working on for Netflix, Kinda Pregnant. Is she? Is she pregnant?
I don't know. I'm not really a big fan. Are you a fan? I'm not really a big
fan. Of Amy Schumer?
She's dealing with health issues that are making a little bit bigger in her face, a little bit more bloated, and people were commenting on it. So she what she's been battling. She's been dealing with health issues.
Is she taking some drugs that made her look puffier? Is that probably...
The endometriosis can make you look a little puffier in certain areas, but then the face is because of, I can't remember what it's called, but it's basically when the stress hormone, what is it, cortisol, your body isn't releasing it as it should be out of your body, and it's kind of collecting, and it just makes this puffy appearance, but it will resolve itself, and she's fortunate about that.
Yeah, she is. You're right about that.
It's not like going to take her life, and that was what she was concerned about when she was going through all of these diagnoses. She was worried that it was something that was going to really take her away from her child, her family.
Yeah. All right, Chuck, what else have you got for us, fearless and powerful as you are?
June 4th is the release now. 1 week, they moved up to Bad Boys 4, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. That's a big barometer film for Will Smith, how this does at the box office and whether studios are going to greenlight future big budget movies.
I don't like Martin Lawrence. I've seen those movies, and I'd probably go to see that one. Frankly,
I think they're fun. Listen, I was always a Will Smith fan, but I think that incident has damaged his career.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.